Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson and she's the Cass County Extension Coordinator. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good and I know you are excited about another event that's coming up, Boots to Heels. And the first thing we need to say is who is invited to Boots to Heels?
Any women that are within the listening range of this station are invited. I have people ask me every single year, well, I'd love to come. The sessions sound great, but I don't live on a farm. And well, when 8 years ago we started, we did focus more on farm or rural women. I would say if you've seen a cow in the last month, you probably qualify as rural. But really what we want to celebrate is any women that live, work, play, whatever, in the Southwest, Western Iowa area. That sense of community, that rural vibe, everyone has a part in that.
You know, I only think of urban people as Des Moines and Omaha, maybe Council Bluffs and Sioux City, but maybe. But, you know, all of Iowa, except with a few exceptions, is rural. So certainly all of Southwest Iowa. So when you hear the topics, you say, oh, that would be really interesting. Hey, you can register. So let's talk about, we should probably say the date, the time, the place.
Yes, absolutely. It's coming up Saturday, April 12th, which is actually a little later in the year than we have been before, but we're shooting for spring this time, and we're hoping to drag spring kicking and screaming into Southwest Iowa if we have to. But we're hoping we'll actually have spring by the time we get to Boots to Heels. So Saturday, April 12th, we'll start with registration and refreshments at 8 o'clock in the morning. We've got a keynote address, two breakout sessions in the morning, a lunch presentation, vendor fair, another longer breakout session in the afternoon, and we'll be done, wrapped up, and door prizes given away by 3 p.m.
All right. I think 8 to 3. Hey, that's a pretty good day. Now, in the past, we're going to get to all those topics because they're really good. In the past, so you've had people, this is a multi-county event or a sponsored event, and you have people from all over Southwest Iowa who attended in the past.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's a project that's been worked on. Shelby, Cass, and Audubon County Extension are kind of who started it about 8 years ago. But I was laughing when you were saying, you know, rural and urban. We do have actually quite a few people from the Omaha Council Bluffs area, some from the Des Moines area. We've had people from quite a ways away come to Boots to Heels, and everybody has a blast. So I would encourage anybody, if any of these sessions sound interesting to you, come on down and try it out. We have a lot of fun every year.
Invite a friend. You know, maybe you've got a friend, a sister, or whoever that lives somewhere else. Hey, invite them along too. So let's talk about some of the sessions and the topics, because that's one of the really exciting parts of this conference.
That's right. We're going to start off the morning in a really great way. We're really excited. Chris Butker from Cedar Falls is coming over. She was actually our first keynote speaker 8 years ago when we started Boots to Heels. We absolutely loved her, had a great response. Her energy and enthusiasm for life is just absolutely contagious. So we asked her to come back. She finally agreed this year. She's going to be talking about living and giving your best. And like I said, what a great way to start off the morning. So much enthusiasm, so much energy. Chris is actually married to Tim, who is a native of the Harlan area, so Southwest Iowa. But they run something called Barn Happy, where they sell all Iowa-made products out of their little restored barn in Cedar Falls area. So she's just a fun person, great way to start off the morning.
You bet. I don't know how you could go away after hearing her and not feel like, hey, this is a great day, and probably kind of carry on over into the week and the month because, as you say, she's got so much enthusiasm. So then you have these breakout or workshop sessions.
Yes, and for anybody who's attended in the past, we are switching things up a little bit. One of the things that we've heard more and more and more is, oh, I wish we had more time in our breakout topic. So we are still doing 2-hour-long sessions in the morning, but then our afternoon session, we're stretching out to 1.5 hours. We've got 5 different topics people can choose from, so you'll be working in smaller groups, a little more closely one-on-one with the speakers, a lot more hands-on, in-depth type topics in the afternoon. So we're going to start off in the morning, though, with 4 really fun breakouts. At 10 o'clock, you can choose from Fun Fit Female, or learn what women need to know about farm, wind, and cell tower leases in farm ground. At 11 o'clock, we're going to talk about ideas to maintain the family farm. Kate Cohorse is going to do that one. She is one of the speakers that every year people are like, bring her back. I don't care what she's talking about. We just want to come listen to her. She's excellent. And then we're also, if you don't want to learn about ideas to maintain the family farm, we're going to be talking about taking treasures from consignment shops or from around your home and transitioning that junk into gems.
Oh, that's such an in thing right now. Junk nation, junk this, junk that. And as you say, when people look at it, they don't see junk. But sometimes we need a little help in looking at it differently. And so you have somebody who's had that experience.
Yes, we do. And actually, Aubrey Stewart is the one doing that. She's also a member of our committee, but she does a great job. She's done interior decorating presentations for us several times over the last few years. And she always does a great job, brings lots of examples, has really fun ideas when it comes to how to use color and texture, and can help people kind of take their vision and get it to those things that they want to look like the magazine.
Okay, let's talk about the afternoon sessions.
All right. So the afternoon sessions, like I mentioned, we have five different breakouts. So if you want to get up close and personal for an hour and a half, we can go through genealogy. This was presenters who have been here before from the Danish Family History Center in Elkhorn, and they're going to come and do a longer session. So bring things you want to dig into. They're going to be online. They're going to help you dig into stuff. They're going to help you get started or help you find something that you're stuck on. Well, whether you're new to the genealogy thing or have run into a problem and need some help, they will help you. We have Lauren Christensen from Danish Countryside Vines and Wines coming down. He will have six different wines open to taste. We're going to talk wine and food pairing. So if you've always sort of wondered what's the history behind why a white wine goes with this and a red wine goes with this and a dry wine goes with that, he'll walk you through that step by step. And of course, there will be tasting of both the food and the wine. So make sure you don't miss that one. Shauna Bruno from Western Iowa Tourism is going to talk about traveling and eating in Western Iowa. Culinary or food tourism is a really big thing, and she will help you kind of plan your way how you would do that. Dawn Rice from Shenandoah has done jewelry presentations for us before, so if you've ever been here and gotten to take home one of her fun bracelets or necklaces, this time she is doing an infinity scarf, arm knitting an infinity scarf. So if you have seen the YouTube videos, I know I've seen them pop up on my Facebook feed. I've watched the videos. They confuse the heck out of me, but if I could sit down for an hour and a half with someone who knows what they're doing and take away an arm knit infinity scarf, absolutely. I'm all about that. And then we've got Kay Glover from Red Oak doing summer skincare. So how to set a easy beauty routine in the summer so you can not spend all your time indoors, but you know, you want to protect your skin. You want to deal with some of the special concerns you have with summer. So
lots of a nice variety of topics, something there for whether you're 25 or 55 or whatever age, lots of topics there in a lot of different ways. Now, if people want to register, what do they need to do?
If people want to register, they can come into the Cass County Extension office and pick up a brochure. We also have them posted on our website. We also have the link to them on our Facebook page. We have them in surrounding extension offices, or you can give us a call and we'll mail one right to you if you don't want to print one off online. I also will mention with our Facebook page that we are giving away a attendee a free registration to Boots to Heels as soon as we get to 100 likes. We're, I think, about 95 likes right now. So get six of your best friends and get them to follow our page, and maybe you can be the lucky one that attends Boots to Heels for free. If you're not the lucky one that attends for free, all of this is just $30 for the entire day. That includes a light breakfast with pastries by Robert's Bakery and some fruit in the morning. Our keynote address, a lunch presentation, three different workshop choices throughout the day, a full soup and salad luncheon by the downtowner. Wild Almond Cakes and Pastries here in Atlantic is doing dessert for us. She does some fantastic things. She's done tarts before. So you'll have to see what surprise we have in store with that. We also have Brandy Eccles from Lulu's coming to talk about mixing and matching, taking three outfits and wearing them nine different ways over lunch. And, of course, you'll get in the drawing for all of our fabulous door prizes.
Okay. And, you know, one of the benefits that we haven't mentioned, you've mentioned all the program kinds of things, are all the great people you get to visit with along the way. And you know, I always think that's the social part of it is such an important part, too. So, again, Kate, if people want to register, remember the date and how to get your information.
Right. If you want to come out on Saturday, April 12th, 2014, the Cass County Community Center, we would love to have you. Like you mentioned, we always have fun. If we do nothing else, we have fun that day from start to finish. Stop by the Cass County Extension Office. Give us a call. Find us on our website or Facebook and get yourself registered and bring a friend.
All righty. Thank you so much, Kate Olson, for visiting with us. And Kate is the program coordinator for Cass County Extension. Until next time, here's a thought. Build bridges with your words and thoughts, and that will keep you connected to the people in your life.